Welcome to the best goddamn podcast ever. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting me this week is William Matrix Mouth Miller.
How you doing there, Blake Buck?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so glad to be doing shows regularly again. We're cranking them out. I'm loving it. We also got Justin Flamin' Face Fick of Kill Monty fame.
Ah, my energy level is so high. It's unbelievable.
Whoa! And we're back!
You know what I think we need for energy level? We need the equivalent of the Max.
The Max?
You remember the Max from Saved by the Bell? We need the Max. We need to go hang out and do our show at the Max. That place was so extreme.
Dude, you lame. Only Andre gets those references.
Oh.
All right, now guys, of course, we got to remind you at the top of the show every time, it's podcastalley.com. You got to go clickety-clack. You got to go vote for us. There's links in the show notes on the site. If you don't vote, baby Jesus will cry. That is actually a fact. Most people don't know that.
He will.
Also, let's see. We got to do a battle. I almost forgot.
Probably up there in like the three biggest challenges of my life, along with being bored and playing Mega Man for the first time.
And you just must say two words. I accept.
I accept.
I accept.
I accept this challenge.
Okie dokie.
Well, I'm done going on a hot date with my wife.
Look, that plan is over.
That plan is done.
I'm about to go on a hot date. No.
No.
You've got cancer again.
All right, so who are we battling today?
All right, Blake Buck. We've got a very special battle for one of our longtime listeners who failed once before. And he now has a chance to redeem himself. We're going to call up Wazoo again tonight. And this is...
Oh,
this
shit.
Is not... I mean, Wazoo, you kind of lucked out because Blake Buck switched computers and f***ed all his shit up. So now he's lost all of the emails with battle contestants.
Let me just put out the call. If you send us battle, I may have lost your entry. So even if you already won, you don't need to... All right, even if you have, just send us your info again because I lost a lot of emails and I may have lost your battle telephone number. So what is... Now, Justin Fick, what is our battle for this week?
Well... This battle is interesting because we actually came up with a battle before we came up with our recipient. So
that's true.
Our battle this time is we decided we're gonna have someone come up with a game,
not just a
and then
not
of course
just any
that,
game.
That evolved into create a drinking game based around the best damn podcast ever. And who better to design a game designed around the consumption of alcohol than our own resident underage kid Wazoo, who, if you remember, has yet to successfully reach puberty. As if you can remember, that's why he failed battle last time. So
yeah, if he could do drinking, both at once.
I think drinking and puberty go hand in hand on the podcast.
That's right. So Wazoo will have to present the results of his game.
The official best damn podcast ever drinking game designed by Wazoo. I'm ready. William Miller, call him up.
All right, here we go. Wazoo!
Yep.
Wazoo, this is the best damn podcast ever. How you doing?
Oh, God, no.
The time has come for you to redeem yourself. Do you accept?
I guess.
That is not the correct answer. Do you accept?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah!
That's better. All right, Wazoo, we've got a very special challenge for you today. Are you ready to hear what it is?
I hope not, but yeah.
Okay. Well, we decided that since we're a gaming podcast, we should have one of our listeners make a game for us. Now, this is not just going to be any sort of game. This is going to be a very special time-honored tradition. We need an official Best Damn Podcast Ever drinking game. And who better to create that than our very favorite underage listener, Wazoo? You have 1 hour to create such a game. You may test it on whoever you like, and you must present us the results in 1 hour.
Moreover, you need to present to us pictures of you losing said game.
Now listen,
I don't know about that.
Now listen,
we're going to get in trouble.
Constructing a good drinking game is very difficult.
It takes skill.
It takes
now,
a lot of skill.
You can't just say, oh, anytime Blake Buck laughs real loud, take a shot. Because that happens all the time. You've got to balance between, like, I mean, we don't want people vomiting 20 minutes into the podcast.
It
needs to grow like a smooth hill and then climaxing right at the end of the podcast. So not too much drinking, not enough drinking. You got to find the balance.
It's like making love. It's all about rhythm.
That's right.
not that I would know this either, but.
All right, so you may present this game to us in whatever way you'd like, but you must give us a rule set. It's easy to understand, and something we can see and laugh at.
You just called up a minor and said, go play with alcohol.
That is correct.
Yeah.
No, if you wanted, you could deceive us. You could have water and pretend it's vodka. We wouldn't know, Wazoo. We didn't ask you to break the law, okay?
No, of course not.
Lawyers, you hear me? Lawyers?
You could also use some mad Photoshop skills. That is also acceptable.
Coca-Cola looks a lot like Jack Daniels, okay? That's all I'm saying.
All you have to do is just impress us and do not, under any circumstance, get impregnated by Tomonobu Itagaki again. That should not be involved.
Yeah, okay. Fine.
Look,
Wazzy, you do not sound
thrilled
about this
about
battle.
This.
What's wrong with you?
How the hell? How could I be?
What do you mean, how could you be? This isn't easy. This is a shoo-in. All you have to do is design the game. We didn't say go out and get smashed. Get f***ing hammered with Jägermeister, man. You just got to come up with the game. You got
there,
this.
There are children in third world countries who are begging to be called for battle.
Fine.
When we call you back in an hour, if we hear any more of this bitch mouth, you will not be receiving a welcome.
Look, how dare you complain that bitch mouth
is something that look, the hosts do not take shit from contestants for battle. We are hanging up on you. You have 1 hour. Good luck. Best of luck.
We're done. Do you hear him trying to like say something right then?
No. Done.
Shut that Jew mouth of yours.
Oh my goodness.
Alright, it's time for your best damn podcast ever for, I don't know, like April. I don't know, fucking first or something. Alright guys, this week in the news, Rock Band announced for Wii, cut corners not included, Gibson sues Activision, EA, MTV, Harmonix over patent infringement, and Guitar Hero on tour announced for the DS, ridiculous peripherals equal instant Blake Buck purchase.
Wow, we got a
cornucopia of Guitar Hero related news.
I know.
That's true. Well, now it's been kind of slow this week. All right, so Wayne Miller, what we got?
All right, so Rock Band announced for Wii, corners not included. This is Blake's dumb tagline for this, which it essentially means, I didn't understand it first because I dumb.
It essentially means William Miller never, I wrote the whole wiki. I might as well just, I swear to God. Like, when was the last time you put anything in the wiki, William Miller? Anything.
I don't know, I glanced at it last show. That was pretty hard. Anyway, the Rock Band is coming out for Wii, which is awesome. Unfortunately, though, it might not feature all of the bells and whistles that its Xbox 360 counterpart does. So that means downloadable content and the bundling options that you can get. That's about it. This is pretty awesome, though. I saw the drums, some pictures of them heats. They're white to match. Blake Buck, what do you think about this Wii Guitar Hero, bud? I mean, without a downloadable content component, do you think it's going to be successful?
It'll still be fun. I mean, Wii owners are desperate for good games that aren't just, you know. I mean, after Smash Brothers Brawl, you got nothing.
It's true.
But isn't downloadable content kind of like the heart and soul Rock Band? Isn't that what they're really trying to push with this?
Yeah, exactly. Not just that, they added that that new music. I don't know if you guys read about this, but they added a music store button to like the main menu of Rock Band for PS3 and Xbox 360.
That sort of cleans up the cumbersome process of purchasing songs with Rock Band, which was a critique of yours when it first came out, Blake Bug, if I remember right.
Yeah. So they fixed all that up, and they got all the... Hang on a second. What are you trying... My roommate is sitting here trying to tell me something with fucking hieroglyphics on a piece of paper. What are you trying to tell me? Okay, well, you could have just said that. Titty!
Oh, got to take a shot. Blake Bug said titty.
All right, so... Yeah, so they got it all in, like, this menu now where you can just, like, and you get a preview of the song, which is cool. Because, like, some of those songs, like, there's one called, like, I can't remember what it was called. Damn. Oh, it was called, like, Cherry Rock or something like that. I'd never heard of it. But now I can go in there and I can click preview and hear what the song looks like. And it has the difficulty on all the different instruments on it. So much slicker. Much, much slicker. And
now, by
sadly,
preview,
do
you mean just, like, audio preview or a preview of, like, some of the notes?
Yeah, it's just audio. Hmm. But I mean, still, that's better than nothing.
It'd be cool if you could click preview and you see them jewels flying at you. So you know how hard it is.
I always thought of them as like Tic Tacs or something because they're kind of like long. They're like little pieces of candy.
They're gems, son. We always called them gems in house. So I guess that's what they're supposed to be.
Speaking of in house, your buddy Sean Baptiste has something to say about this release, did he not, William Miller?
Yeah, he did indeed. A Harmonix representative addressed a few questions about the Wii edition of Rock Band on the game's official forum. According to the post, the feature set is a lot closer to the PS2 version of Rock Band, which was developed by Pi Studios. The version did not support online play or downloadable content. See, I think they just looked... I mean, I think they sold a whole buttload of Rock Band tapes for PS2, because, like, everybody owns a PS2. And I think that... And they looked at them numbers, and they were like, oh... We better cash out in on the Wii in a similar fashion, and I don't think it's going to be as successful.
I think when they first released the game on Xbox 360 and PS2, they weren't really sure how successful it's going to be, but clearly they're starting to release all the things separate now, all the different bundles separate. They got that fog machine in the works, the downloadable content's cranking out. They're putting it on PS2 and Wii. They realize that it was a good advancement. Now they're like, oh, we gotta get all the money we can, says EA. Or no, it's Activision. And
Activision.
Well, whatever, same thing.
No, it's MTV. Activision owns the Guitar Hero 3.
Oh, that's right.
The
look,
Guitar Hero look, franchise and MTV.
Well, EA owns everybody. Okay.
Oh, is that right, Blake Buck? All right, Justin Fick, what you got?
All right, so another Guitar Hero-related news. Gibson, the guitar manufacturer, has sued Activision, EA, MTV, and Harmonix over alleged patent infringement. So basically... I guess, you know, Gibson had a patent for a device, which was, reading this, and it's probably the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. It's like a 3D sort of, like, monitor, something, and with, like, headphones that you wear on your head, and you use your real instruments to play along with a concert. So you need to have this somehow, this three-dimensional, monitor or whatever. You need to have a recording of the concert and a real musical instrument. So now they are suing everyone that has anything to do with any rhythm game ever made, claiming that it's an infringement of this patent.
Now, wait, what is this spaceman technology? It's going to let me, like, plug in and play a concert with some headphones on. What is this, Justin Fick? How does this thing work?
Dude, I don't even... Okay, so all it says here, it says a head-mounted 3D display. So apparently they got the Virtual Boy, and it includes stereo speakers. And what you do is you get a recording of the concert and you just play along on your own instrument.
This sounds like the dumbest shit I've ever heard. Like, here's what happened. Gibson gets to put their name on that Guitar Hero controller. Oh boy, we game developers now. We gonna make Virtual Boy 2. This is what happened. And then they went off their R&D department, quit making Les Paul Customs, and started making Game Boy Advance tape. And this is what they came out with, and then everybody came over and looked at it and said, it dumb, so they're all getting sued. Done.
Expert legal strategizing with William Miller.
So, I mean, they've gone on to complain that they've offered these four companies ample chances to license this technology, and they were very... very cooperative in getting this going, and no one responded to that. And
nobody,
you know,
nobody wanted it because it's retarded.
Yeah, they're probably like, dude, what the f*** are you talking about?
They're like, They're like, it's like that kid, that retarded kid in class that makes something, like, and you just sort of say, yeah, that's great, Jimmy. Yeah, we're going to put that on the wall. Okay. You never do.
Oh, we going to frame that.
We never
that's
put that on
good.
The wall.
Everyone thank Jimmy for his wonderful contribution.
That kid was me.
Dude, I was just about to say, that kid was me. I mean, let's be honest here.
All right, so this is dumb. 3D display. The patent was filed 10 years ago. A real music... This thing is absolutely ridiculous.
I think they filed it in 1999 is when the patent came out.
Oh, God.
It was like a Virtual Boy scare. They were like, ooh!
It was like, we need that on our heads.
How were they like, Blake Buck?
Actually, I didn't quite understand it, so they were more like, how? That's what you say when you don't understand something.
Tell the listeners the story of where this new noise came from.
Okay, whenever I don't understand something, I say, how? Because it's the simplest way to get that across. This came from, I was at Taco Bell. I drove through Taco Bell driving. And we have these, in Oxford, I live in College Town, USA, and they have these, your student ID you can pay at some restaurants with your student ID. You used to be able to pay for Taco Bell with this thing. But one day I tried to pay it at the window, right? And the lady just looked out at me when I held it up and said, uh-uh. That was the shortest way of telling me we do not accept that form of currency.
Uh-uh.
No. Oh.
Uh-uh.
Anyway, so it's great fun. If you don't
understand something complicated. That's essentially what EA, MTV, Harmonix, and Activision all said to Gibson, the retarded child of guitar makers.
All right, more Guitar Hero news. I can't believe all this. All right, so Guitar Hero on Tour announced for the DS, which includes a ridiculous guitar peripheral. I love it. All right, so there was speculation. They announced the game a few months back in January, and there was speculation as like, oh, is it going to like be a little mini guitar you plug in, or you know, are you going to like press face buttons on the screen or something? Well, just this week they announced how it was going to work. It's got this like... Okay, so you know the Game Boy slot, like you plug this kind of wrap-around guitar grip to the Game Boy or to the Game Boy slot, and you hold it with one hand and press the buttons that are on the side of this grip, and then you strum the guitar on the touch screen, and then the other screen has the notes that go by. So that's how it's going to work. So, I don't know, that sounds pretty hot to me. It's only got 4 face buttons, though, which means
this sounds retarded to me. I don't know why. I mean, I know exactly why it sounds retarded. Because first of all, we got only 4 buttons, which means you have, you know, medium level tops.
Well, they could still have complicated patterns. I mean, it's not necessarily going to be super easy.
But I have a feeling that gods of gaming such as myself will not be satisfied by this offering.
Now look, like the hardest parts in some of the Guitar Hero songs aren't the parts that use all 5 buttons. It's the parts that go super fast with like 3 or 4 buttons. You know,
I see your point. I mean, I'd have to see before I make an official word in the difficulty. But not having the 5th button means you don't have to move your hand at all. You can keep your hand in the exact same position, and you can work it that way. And I think that does make it a lot easier.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Well, you might think that. Oh, okay. Well, I don't need. This is going to be dumb. I've got news for you, sir.
Go.
I just read just now why you have to buy this game. It features a 2-player wireless mode called Guitar Duel. Can you believe, like I got my axe and I'm chasing you like down the street with my axe rocking, dude. Sold. Instant sell. So there'll be 5 unlockable venues, 6 characters. Does it say how many songs? It doesn't say how many songs.
No, it doesn't.
It's gonna have a decent amount.
If other DS tapes are any indication, like Lead Beat Agents had around, I don't know, 13-14 maybe tracks.
One of my concerns is the quality of the music. Now that DS can't really pump out
it can still pump out, you know, full. I mean, it can play MP3 sound. I mean, I'm sure the sound quality will be fine, but you know how good it actually sounds, you know, like through those speakers is a different question.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have a whole lot of bandwidth though on that tape.
Yeah, that's true. So look, it's gonna be stripped down. There's no question about it. But I think it's still gonna be awesome. I'm holding out. All right.
All right.
Does it say when that's coming out? It does not. Well, it's soon. Oh, sometime this summer. There we go. All right, now it's time for releases. This week in releases, we've got... why am I saying this? William Miller, you take this one.
All right. We got a whole slew of wee boo boo nonsense coming our way. We got Mana Kamea, Alchemists of Al Rivas.
Wow.
For PS2, the fourth entry in the Ateller Iris series takes place in the campus of an alchemy school.
I've heard of games that have been designed by committee before, but this one must have been like, it's like, fire the committee and just bring in like 12 Japanese schoolgirls.
What if they all go to school together, but then they're alchemists? They're like Harry Potter, but Japanese Harry Potter. Awesome.
All right. On the same note, we've also got Great War Nations, the Spartans, coming out. They also go to alchemy school, I hear. This strategy game puts you in command of the legendary Spartans. Game's coming out for the PC March 31st. We've also got Overclocked for PC, a play as a psychiatrist who delves in the memories of six of his patients to discover the source of their psychological trauma and this adventure
game.
Also
takes place in alchemy school.
March 31st.
All these games take place in alchemy school.
Next up, we got my favorite game ever, Myst, coming out on the DS. Embark on an adventure through a mysterious island where... I'm sorry, I had to burp. Where clues abound as you must try to reverse a wrong that has gone unchecked for ages. And
I'm
also,
all over that tape. That sounds awesome.
Dude, I've already beaten it. Like, who has not played Myst by now? Like, who are they marketing this game at? DS owners? Like, 12-year-old DS owners? Come on.
There's no one left.
Fatal Fury Battle Archives Volume 2. This includes Real Bout Fatal Fury, Real Bout Fatal Fury Special, and Real Bout Fatal Fury 2, The Newcomers. So I guess if you like Fatal Fury and don't have Game Tap, where you can get every Fatal Fury game ever made for $10 a month, this is a good deal. And Joseph Vick, why don't you go back to the last week and read us like some of those?
All just right, yeah, these are thank, so thank awful. God, because the rest of them we have this week are absolute.
I know. Women's Murder Club? Are you fucking shitting me?
Toy Shop DS? No.
This hidden object game is based on the James Patterson books, Women's Murder Club.
Can't wait for that one. I just felt my asshole just like prolapse a little bit. okay.
I don't think that's the first time you've talked about that on this show.
What, prolapsed assholes?
Yes, yes. We don't need to say it again. I don't think you're disgusting. that's all I'm trying to say here. That's just gross. All
right, hit us up, Justin.
All right, so I'm gonna take the best ones from last week. We've also had Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII come out on the 25th of March. Set 7 years prior to Final Fantasy VII, this game follows the adventures of Zack, a soldier in the Shinra Corporation. Now, from what I heard, this is worth getting just for the story, and then the game itself is shit.
Dude, they're just like bastardizing like that game, like Final Fantasy VII bonus plus collector guide in 3. Like, we're done. Make a new game. We're done with Final Fantasy VII.
So wait, what kind of game is it? Look, my nipples are Twitter a little bit. You gotta elaborate.
I've read some a little bit. I think it's a RPG. I think it's a real time RPG, kind of more akin to like Square Enix's Star Ocean, or
I heard it was kind of like Kingdom Hearts ish.
Yeah, it's like a real time kind of battle system. So I don't know. Maybe it'll be good. It's got major suspect eye off the bat. But just a fake. This next release, I am pumped.
Are you talking about Command & Conquer 3 Kane's Wrath for PC coming out on the 24th?
That means yes.
It's the first expansion to Command & Conquer 3, follows the Brotherhood of Nod leader on his rise back to power following the Second Tiberium War.
Dude, I love it. So, in Command & Conquer 3 Tiberium Wars, you had to fight Kane, right? Who's this, like, bald, badass dude, right? So, I hadn't beaten the game, but I assume you kill him at the end, right? And I look at the box art for the second one, and it's just the same thing, except now he's got robot eye. Awesome. Thumbs up. Sold. Because that means it's going to have live-action robot eye sequences. The first one had... I swear to God.
We have just found the defining element in all awesome games, which is live action robot eye sequences. That's even cooler than 2D Satan elements.
All right, probably all right, the third best release here I can see is Ninja Gaiden Dragon Sword for DS. So Ryo Hayabusa flips his way onto the Nintendo DS. That's all it says. But all you need to know, Ninja Gaiden DS, awesome.
Wait, is this tape like the original Ninja Gaiden?
No, this is an all new one.
Ninja Gaiden.
No, it's Gaiden.
Gaiden.
No, it's Gaiden. Always been That's Gaiden. How we said it back in the day. We said that Ninja Gaiden tape. Oh, this is all 3D and man, I want the original like side scroll. I want them to make like do the Contra 4 treatment on the Ninja Gaiden series. That's what I want.
I could do that. Give it Contra 4 treatment and take out all story.
Yeah. Well, no. See, that was part of it. The like gratuitous, over dramatized, ridiculous cutscenes were awesome. They just need to do it in the exact same style. Like nothing moves, you know, like zoom in on eyes.
Well, see, that's everybody's fine. Mouth that's fine. Is obscured. The cutscenes were cool. It's just the story itself I've always had a problem with.
Okay, yeah, it was kind of dumb.
You know what I like? Back at today, you know, the series is called Ninja Gaiden, but when you refer to the original,
Ninja Gaiden.
That's how we can tell.
It's kind of like that game. Remember that game on N64? It's Blast Corpse. Because that's how I said it in middle school.
Yeah, that's how everybody said it in middle school, because we were dumb and couldn't read. Yeah, it's Blast Corpse. I was highly disappointed in that game, because there were no corpses in it. There's lots of blasting. Dude, that game was retarded. Didn't you like that game so fucking much.
You shut your goddamn mouth. Dude, what an awesome concept for a game. There is a nuclear bomb truck driving through America. You have to mow over everything, or it will blow up.
That's like Speed Genius. The Game, only with bombs. With nuclear bombs.
The controls were awkward. Like, I couldn't even play it.
It was a difficult game to play, but the concept, and I mean, like, when you lost, you got to see everything explode.
Okay, that was kind of cool.
And you could press a button. There was a button you could press, and it would go to, like, the truck cam, where it would be, like, a camera inside of the explosive truck. So if something was getting close, it would be, like, warning, and you could hit that button, and you could see the truck driving off the cliff or whatever. Oh, sweet. All right, well, now it's time for judgment. All right, Justin Fick, you got any judgment? I got Rainbow Six I can talk about.
All right,
you got
I've been doing nothing but playing Brawl all week.
Well, you can give us a Brawl. Why don't you give us a Brawl follow-up from last week?
It good.
It good, that's it?
That's it.
Dude, I was watching single player. Single player in that game is dumb. Like, the first two or three levels you play, you're like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then you realize it's just the same thing over and over and over again.
It does get kind of dull. Like, it really only like serves as a vehicle to unlock shit.
Yeah.
But I'm cool with that.
They overthought it. They overthought it. Just give me some dudes to fight in, like, the standard levels, and I'm fine with that. I don't need all this, like, awkward platforming. Thumbs down, at least on that aspect. All right, well, my judgment for this week is Rainbow Six Vegas 2. This is a short judgment because there's not a lot that needs to be said. All right, so you guys know I like Vegas 1. Rainbow Six Vegas 1 equals good. Rainbow Six Vegas 2 equals pretty much the first game but longer. Right, and more shit in it. And then Vegas... So, by default, that means Vegas 2 equals good. So, it's pretty much like the exact same as the first game. I mean, the graphics are better. They've added, like, a Call of Duty 4-style experience bar. They've, you know, added a bunch of new maps and modes and stuff. And a bunch of, like your character... You create your character right from the get-go. And you use them in all the same, like, single and multiplayer modes. Mine has my face on it. I use that face scan technology. Dude, it looks a lot better. In the first game, my face looked like a balloon inflated with, like, a piece of paper with my face on it taped to it. But now it actually looks pretty accurate. So.
Now it looks square with your face on it, like you do in real life.
Exactly. So, yeah, there's not... If you didn't like Vegas 1, you're probably not going to like Vegas 2. But I loved Vegas 1, and so I love Vegas 2. Now, I went to the store and bought Vegas 2, right? I came home, but I hadn't beat Vegas 1. I was at the last, like, maybe 10 minutes of the game. So I finished Vegas 1, and, like, it has this real cliffhanger ending where, like, you're like, oh, what's going to happen? It says, like, to be continued. And I was like, well, I might be pissed off, except I got the second tape right here. Blow! So, yeah. Multiplayer was pretty fun. Single player is awesome. It's got co-op. I love it. No, not enough games have co-op these days, so anything that's got co-op, thumbs up. So I like Rainbow Six 1, so I like Rainbow Six 2. So there you go.
That's good.
All right. Let's see. Zap Brannigan wrote in the wiki, what do we think of Call of Duty 4? Hadn't we reviewed Call of Duty 4?
Wait, didn't you review Call of Duty, like, way back when, in the IMG days? Didn't we do, like, a video
That was like Call of Duty 2, you butt face.
Oh. Dude, I hate games.
Well, just so you know, Call of Duty 4 is awesome. Definitely the best, like multiplayer shooter on the Xbox.
Oh, yeah, you were showing me that and trying to enlighten me.
Oh, yeah, you came over and I was trying to show.
Ever.
William Miller doesn't understand subtleties. Like, he sees Call of Duty 4 and he's like, that's the same as SOCOM. That's Team Fortress. I already played that game.
Dude, you started talking and I started watching that game. My eyes just glazed over. I see dudes getting shot. I see, like, real pretty graphics. I'm done. That's it.
All right.
I played that game before.
All right, well, now it's time for the jank. All right, guys, this week in the jank, I know some of you like Halo. There are some of you out there who like Halo 3, and if you've been holding out on that Halo 3 heroic map pack, it is going to be free. Well, actually, it's probably already free by the time you're hearing this. So if you held off and didn't pay them 800 Microsoft points, you can get it now free. So aren't you glad you waited? Also, Halo 3 sucks dick. Dude, why would you ever play Halo 3, like, when you have Call of Duty 4? Like, it's so much better. Oh my God. Halo, see, I was talking to my roommate about this. Halo sucks to me because you have so much health. Like, to kill a dude, you got to shoot him for like 10 minutes. Call of Duty 4 is like, and they're dead. I love it.
I think the most striking thing about the Halo franchise is that consistently it looks like butt compared to its counterpart. We've talked about this before, like, you could put it head-to-head with anything made by Unreal Engine. It just looks like ass. You guys need to get it together over there, Bungie. Just license that shit, take the bullet, start making games, don't look like shit.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously, but.
But, I mean, it doesn't look bad.
I remember when it came out, people were like, oh, well, these just screenshots when you're going to see it in real life. No, it didn't. It still looked like butt. I know. Blake Buck knows butt when he sees it.
I mean, it looks all right. It's like the art assets and stuff, they were produced to a high standard of quality, but it's like, and the production design is good and all that stuff, but it's just like the technology driving it is just not on par with...
Like the lighting is not as subtle.
Yeah, it's you know,
what are we doing here?
It's like...
Yeah, it felt like Halo 2, but a little prettier. I mean, it felt like Halo 2, but higher resolution. Like... It didn't come with that, like, next-generation polish, like the high-resolution, like, you know, bitmap textures. I mean, I guess they were, but it didn't... Nowhere near Gears of War.
Gears of War tape in there, and I am stunned by how awesome it looked. They just didn't squirt enough next-generation goo on their game. They just didn't do that. Anyway, I'm sorry. We won't get on a rant about how butt Halo is.
All right, well, now it's time for the discussion. Guys, this situation has come to a head. That's right. Blake Smart versus Blake Dumb. The forums are ablaze with immature jokes. Tomfoolery. Is anybody even on the Blake Smart side? I mean, it's like one dude. Everybody else is Blake Dumb.
No, I mean, there's some Blake Smart people out there, but the thing is they just can't hold a candle to the... To the intelligence and the tenacity of Team Blake Dumb.
Team Blake Dumb, yeah. Team Blake Dumb is like a wave, Blake Buck. You just can't handle it.
Dude, I punch waves. That's what I do. Go to that beach and punch them. So look, I think we need to really like take this to the next level. I don't think...
Okay, hang on, Blake Buck. Before you get into that, explain what exactly this is.
Okay. So a couple of weeks ago, we get emails where people started saying Blake Dumb at the bottom. I don't know who exactly started this trend, but slowly, weeks after weeks, people started putting Blake Dumb at the bottom. Everybody who sent an email started putting Blake Dumb. So then, after that, people thought, oh, well, I'm going to start being clever and putting Blake Smart at the bottom. So now, it's moved over to the forums where we have both Blake Dumb and Blake Smart factions, and they are battling for dominance. and perhaps one of the stupidest internet debates of all time.
So where can one go to witness this firsthand, like Buck?
You can go to bestdamnpodcastever.com/forums, and I think most of the Blake Smart, Blake Dumb chat is in the off-topic section.
It's actually in Mongla Militia.
So you can see it there. I haven't actually checked it in a couple of days, so I'm not 100% up and up on the latest.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we're exactly battling for dominance. I mean, one team has already established dominance from the get-go, and that's Team Blake Dumb.
You know what? F*** Team Blake Dumb. All right, here's what we're going to do. Team Blake Smart, we got to kick our act together. I want to see somebody make a Blake Buck Smart ice sculpture. How can you top that? Blake Buck has to be smart then. Maybe a Blake Buck Smart book called Blake Buck Is, like it's in italics, Blake Buck Is Smart. So we got to crank it up. Maybe we should open the floor to some Photoshops or something, or how can they show their dominance, the different factions, William Miller?
I think they need to start like propaganda campaigns wherever they live. Like, I want you to start spray painting little tags everywhere, putting stickers all over the place with Blake Dumb or Blake Smart. I think that'd be pretty cool. Kind of like Free Borf. Nobody cares about Free Borf. Lots of people care about Blake Smart, Blake Dumb.
What is
also,
Free Borf? What is that?
Free Borf was this dude that did a bunch of like graffiti and got put in jail. Oh. And everybody's like, Free Borf. Dumb.
Blame.
Look, Blake Smart, Blake Dumb. Also, I think you need to pick colors. Like,
ooh, what's like the official Blake Smart color?
Yeah, you need Blake Smart color,
dude,
and Blake Dumb.
Blake Dumb
picked
is
already
black and white.
Red. Red, the color of passion and love. Or maybe purple, the color of royalty and fanciness. I'm not dumb. That's how you know.
Dude, I haven't been to this forum in a while. Oh my god. Like, holy crap, dude. When did people what is all this mess?
Yeah, you know what I'm gonna do? Right after the show today, I'm gonna take a picture of me like with some books and a fancy hat on. Drinking,
you need to get like a tweed jacket, yeah, and a Shriner hat and a pipe.
Drinking a bottle of
like
Chardonnay or something. How can you argue with that
dude? Team Blake Dumb, you guys know what to do with that one.
Oh, what, put a dick in my mouth? Clever. I preempted you, dick mouth photoshoppers.
Cut pipe paste
so,
dick.
Come next week, I want to see some more action in the forums. I want to see photoshops. I want to see everything. So you guys better step up your game, because Blake Smart, I'm telling you, I'm gonna start posting pictures for you guys to use. Only Blake Smart though. Blake Dumb not allowed to use any pictures I put up.
And you know what? To be honest, like I want to see some action too. Because honestly, guys, I'm a little disappointed in what Team Blake Smart and what they've come up with so far, which is nothing.
there's a couple of things up there.
I honestly did not think it would be this easy.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of me snubbing you, because I'm so smart. All right, so I think we've talked enough about this, but if you got any opinions on this, you can send us an email at feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com, or just go post your mug on the forum. All right, now it's time for the contest. Guys, this is the last week of the Xbox Live Vision Camera Battle. We've gotten maybe grand total, I think we got like one or two more since last week, but none of them have really blown me out of the water. There's one I've got picked as the winner if we don't get any more in. So this is the last week. It doesn't even really have to be that good. I mean, but it's just got to make me laugh, because the one that sent in, it was kind of fun, but it didn't really make me laugh. So if you win it, you're going to win that Best Damn Podcast Ever t-shirt, which literally I was going to do this afternoon to go to the store. But then I remembered, oh yeah, I got to do the podcast. I was like, oh, I'm going to go to the shirt store this afternoon. No. So,
dude, I'm looking at some of this, some of these avatars that people, these Blake Smart folks, like there's this one for Team Blake Smart. It's just got you, your face, like repeated over and over again. And in the middle one that's actually in focus, it looks like you got drool
now,
coming out
of
your mouth.
See that photo? Somebody stole this photo of me drinking a big margarita, and that is a margarita.
Oh, is that the
that's
straw?
That's a margarita straw. It's not. Somebody called it semen. All right, I don't have semen on my. Why would I take a picture of my face with semen on it? I would wipe the semen off before I took a photo. That's why y'all dumb and Blake smart. Bam!
You guys are gross. You are gross.
Anyway, oh, for those who don't know what the Xbox Live Vision Camera Battle is, my name is, my gamer tag is Blake Buck, all caps, no space, and that's, don't write, type that out. It's just Blake Buck in all caps and no space. And if you got an Xbox Live Vision Camera, send me the most funny or interesting photo you can. If you do, you're going to win a free shirt. So let me know.
Free shirt.
Next week, we're picking the winner. All right, feedback. Go. Oh, wait, we got to do voicemails. Oh, well, we'll just skip the voicemail. It was just Wazoo being sad because he was never on battle. Remember, he wanted us to call him up when he was in Texas? And, it, like, no. He calls, he's like, hey, guys, I'm in Texas. I'm so excited to be doing battle. And then, like, he called a couple days later. Hey, guys, I'm leaving Texas today. Guess I'm not doing...
Look, you do not set your own terms for battle.
Yeah. Dude, wait. So he was begging us to call him for battle. Now that we have, he's all being a bitch on the phone.
Look, we'll see. We'll see what he comes up with. He might redeem himself.
That added bitchiness, that's that much better it has to be.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, he's going to start screening our calls eventually. He'll write down that number. Uh-oh, they're calling me again.
And there should be a battle disclaimer. Like, look, if you sign up, don't be a bitch when we call you. Because we're going to call you. You're going to get a task that you have to complete. Don't bitch about it. Just do it.
Don't say, do you accept this challenge? I guess. No. Yes, Lords of Gaming! With all my heart! All right, so I don't even want to read. I don't want to even read his email here. What does he say? All right, somebody else read his email, because I'm mad. I'm mad at him.
All it says on the wiki here is Wazoo dumb.
No, I'm talking about the email.
Oh, below. Okay, got it. All right, it says, hey guys, after hearing your discussion on various snobs, iPhone snob, Mac snob, Bluetooth snob, I felt an instant connection due to me going to a private school here in New England. I deal with several snobs on a day-to-day basis, including but not limited to iPod Touch snob. That's right below the
Same
iPhone
thing.
Snob, I'll have you know. The people who think they're better than us because their iPhone or iPod is bigger, OMG Zors.
Well, people with iPod Touches and those of us with iPhones, me being one of them, we think we're better than people that don't have them because you know what? We are.
Go f*** your faces. I got my Sony Ericsson $20 phone.
What, you want to find a pizza
North
place?
Face
I'm pulling up in 5 seconds. Just wait. Just give me a few seconds here.
For pizza.
All right, we've got North Face snobs, people who think they're better because they paid $70 for a fur jacket. I don't know them. Yeah. Strike.
You know what? No.
Starbucks snobs. I want these people to steal a venti-sized pole up
now,
their
see,
ass.
You must be a Starbucks snob because only Starbucks snobs know what a venti-sized cup is.
I go in there. I'm like, I want a coffee, and they're like,
I want a large coffee.
That is an excellent use of the word. Yeah, like, it's awesome, because, like, hey there, my name's William, I like to order a cup of coffee. The louder, the better.
Like, they don't even know what to do with me, like, I don't understand. Anyway, we got Grey's Anatomy snobs, I've seen those, and we have vitamin water snobs, there are a couple of those around where I go to school. The list goes on and on. If you could think up any other snobs, dear listeners, perhaps some more game-related snobs, please send us an email. Feedback.
Oh, I can start you off with one right now. It's the we have the indie gamer snobs like any game that sold more than 10 copies is a sellout. And there's the hardcore there's the hardcore indie game snobs that hate Cave Story because it's not indie enough.
Dude, I'll tell you who's an indie game snob. That N Plus developer, what's his name, came out the other day talking about how his game is like, I don't know, how like if they had come out with N Plus on Xbox 360 when there were only 30 games on there, would have done. Of course, it would have done better. There's only 30 games on there. Now he's got a point that there's a bunch of on Xbox. But look, don't blame that for your game not doing well.
He just said in 2 pages what Jeff Minter said in 10 seconds. Same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You dumb. All right, our next email comes from Mark G. He says, I was thinking back to Mass Effect after your semi-judgment on episode 38 and realized that the plot is extremely derivative. Don't get me wrong, I love the story in Mass Effect, but if you think about it, it's like the game's writers took elements of a bunch of awesome science fiction stories and combined them into one hell of a story. Well, isn't that, I mean, if you don't, is there anything truly original? I mean, even thinking of, what was the last truly original movie you saw? I mean, everything is copied from something one place or another.
Yeah, that's what you learn in screenwriting. Like there are only like 7 stories, and everything else is just copied from those, you know, basic.
Yeah,
like,
there's what, like
everything
like the
is
comedy, the
and,
horror story, the suspense, the mystery, and being John Malkovich. That's really all you have.
There you go.
Pretty much anything in the game can be directly paralleled to something in Star Trek or insert science fiction show here. Reapers, that's one letter away from Reaver, son. You watch them Firefly.
That's
you watch
right.
them Fireflies.
Them Fireflies.
Vigil, you might as well call that thing HAL 9000. The Normandy, it might as well be Defiant. Mass relays, advanced technology, thousands of years. That's from Doom. The conduit, Homeworld, baby. not to mention that at least one Star Trek episode for every land mission on the game. Poison water, human colony under attack, cybernetic organisms beaming through hyperspace tunnels on your homeworld to capture all your bases. You janked all them codes, son. The art in the game is original, but the story is copy-paste. Well, again, I would argue, I mean, what was really the last original sci-fi anything? I mean, what was the last original sci-fi game you played? What was the last original sci-fi movie you saw? Sci-fi in particular is pretty... Well, I guess everything is derivative now that you think about it.
I don't know. I think sci-fi games are, in general, very derivative. But if you go into, like, the science fiction, like, book scene, it's pretty...
Another genre, cool. J-pop RPGs, not in any way derivative at all. Nevertheless, Mass Effect is awesome. If you like science fiction, go get this game now. And Star Wars does not count as science fiction. Justin Fick, I beat the game in about 12 hours. The 50-plus hours of gameplay the sticker on the box applies only if you do every side quest in the whole damn game. Warning, once you finish the game, it's over. There is no end game. Jank! I was planning on going back and doing some side quests, but what happens? Game over. All my saves were at the last level, too, so there's nothing I can do about it. I dumb! Also, Blake Buck dumb. Alright, but look, I've been doing a couple of side quests. I'm like 20 hours in, and I'm like nowhere in the game. I'm like on the third planet or something. Alright, and he sent us another email. Blake Buck, William Miller, Justin Fick, Garrotto of Kilmonte fame. I've been listening to IMG extensively during the last few days, and I believe God is now telling me to stop. During the first...
God gives a special mention.
During the first episode featuring woman, William Miller says, Blake Buck, stop blowing up Ali's Alderaan. I was just playing Escape Velocity Nova, one of the greatest games of all time, and I happened to be looking at the planet Alderbaran right as William Miller said those fateful words. Just a few minutes ago, Blake Buck started... The first battle against Superman Returns. I glance over the television, and what do I see? Superman Returns. What hath the holy trifecta wrought? Look, you know that we speak directly from God. So, you know what? Mark G, I want you to look at your clock. I want you to look at your watch right now. 12:34. Bam! Bam! Called that shit! Dude, wouldn't that be awesome if that was right, like the exact time that he's listening? If that was the right time, you need to shoot yourself right now. That is also the holy word of God. Justin Fick, take this next email.
All right, so Mr. Plummix writes, I would like to add the end of Mark G's second email, Blake Buck Dome. Mr. Plummix writes, hey gods of gaming, don't be hating on those who like to listen to your voices a lot. Well, admittedly, Jeremy S. from episode 37 is a little crazy if he listens to your voice all day. But I can understand how he needs some sort of background noise. I do too. Plus, be happy that you have dedicated fans, even if they are psychos. I need my medicine. Later, Mr. Plummix.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot to mention. Okay, so you fucking freak fans who listen to the show all day, you have fucked us over. Go to bestdamnpodcastever.com right now. Look on the right-hand side. What do you not see? Our Google ads, because our account has been shut down.
Wait, what happened?
I don't know. They just said, like, your account has been deactivated due to invalid clicks. My guess is one of these, like, retarded fans went in there and, like, clicked every ad 1,000 times, thinking that would make us money or something. So we no longer have ads with Google. Thanks a lot, dickweeds.
Great. Now you better buy shit
yeah,
from Amazon.
Do whatever
Look,
you
all
do.
You people that
do that
click
to Amazon
lot,
too.
You go to Fix Picks and you buy the shit out of those things. You hear me? You owe it to us.
Yeah, and we had like $40 or something built up. You know, they only send you a check every time you make $100. Oop, all gone. Y'all suck.
Lame.
Anyway, next email is from Alex. I sent in an appeals form. I'm sure that'll turn up great. You hyphen Google. Alex said, just glanced at the forums for the first time ever. Why the f*** does your homepage have 7 links at the top? Well, everybody asks this question every week. Look.
You just copy-pasted this thing from the last show. We got this exact same email. Or maybe it is the same email.
I might not have realized we had done this one. Oh, okay. Okay, well, we'll skip that. Edit that out, Lucas. And don't say, oh, but it's funny because I wanted you to sound dumb. No, edit it out. he leaves in to make me sound dumb.
I think he's a member of Blake Dumb. He's working against you. It's a little conflict of interest there, Blake Buck.
In fact, you know what? Lucas, just put in like 10 seconds of Blake Buck grunting right now.
All right. Next email is Zap Brannigan. He says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold the f***ing phone. Blake Buck, you are dumb. I'm listening to episode 38 in the feedback, and you read some email from a guy who's offering to do the album art for you and take his offer into consideration for the future. Are you kidding me, you fat piece of shit? I sent you an email that was read on episode 37 offering to do this, and I even private messaged you offering my services. I had even put all the album art for episode 34, except for the battle photos, which I asked you for in the private message. I was going to go back and do the others, but you missed, but I didn't want to go through all the effort without your confirmation. You dumb! Look, you expect me to remember these things? I'm a busy man. I need a big shredder. So look, if you want to do it, look. I can do the album art, all right? I got all the software. I can do it. It's just it takes me a little longer to get it out, but it should all be worked out now. So unless we start falling into disarray again, we should be fine on album art. But I will keep...
Somehow Blake Buck, like, nuked his computer the other... I came home and his computer was in
flames.
Dude,
how did that happen? Anyway? Dude, I want to hear the story.
Here's the new contest, guys. Buy Blake Buck a new computer. Go.
Well, here's what happened. Like, I bought this new hard drive because I'm trying to capture this HD footage from this movie I shot. But I was plugging it in to use Time Machine, right? And, like, back up my hard drive. Oops, it actually f***ed up your hard drive. And now you have to erase it without the Time Machine backup. Apple dumb! Here, call me.
Dude, anything with an interface like Time Machine, I'm not going to ever, ever use. Like, that thing could make me coffee in the morning. And I still wouldn't use it. Because it just looks retarded. Like, are you shitting me? Am I going to, like, 3D war? I mean, is this hackers? Is that what this is? Is that what you want me to be doing here? Dumb.
Dude, I love
dumb,
it. Dude, I go in space. That's what I like. I like the Flash.
All right. Ben S., my very favorite listener. He, if you remember from last show, he's the guy that discovered my blog by typing in really big smart words in Google. writes, you mentioned there's no one your age listening to the podcast. You've also mentioned that you believe all your listeners are dumb. I'm 24, in graduate school for animation and data visualization, hence Google search for RenderMan stuff. Not to brag, but that means Ben Smart. So don't feel alone, Will Miller. Not everyone listening thinks Will boring, Blake smart. Keep having fun, Ben. That's right. Look, people like me.
And not everybody on this show.
Some people
likes
know my
Ben
name.
S.
Look, I love Ben S. He's my favorite listener.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Yeah, he's probably one of them nerds you take round back at your little art school. Just a bit go.
All right. Dylan F. writes in, hey guys, I was wondering, is my iTunes just dead, or is episode 38 not on the iTunes store and also
See?
Not up for download?
See, Blake Bug, I complained to you about this, and you just took a dump on me. I've been trying to get episode 38 on my iPhone that I love and is better than your phone.
I'm just going to make whining noises. Look, I will address this problem. Look, here's what happened. I trusted Lucas to do one goddamn thing right in his entire life. And what happened?
Blake Buck,
he messed it up.
I'm just hearing doo-doo. I'm hearing doo-doo coming out of your mouth, Blake Buck. That's all. Well, you need to get in there and fix it.
Because when my computer was broke last week, I got Lucas to go in and post the show. And I don't know. He did everything right, but I don't know what happened. Something screwed up with the posting, and it didn't go in the RSS feed. It wasn't his fault. Like, I don't know what the hell happened. So I went and fixed it last night, and everything, the album art version and the MP3, everything works now. So stop you bitching. It's all in there.
Good.
All right. So that was pretty much the rest of the email.
From
all
right,
so I'll
Wolf.
Go on to the next one here.
He says, is it?
What?
Boop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I just got done listening to episode 38. Great show. Just wanted to comment on how the BDPE language you have all created has seeped into my day-to-day lingo. I constantly catch myself saying blam, buh, and referring to the different hiding of power and heat throughout my workday. I'm now beginning to see this language spread to others in my office. It's like a virus. If you haven't done it already, I suggest you make like Paris Hilton and try to copyright the word heat as soon as possible. Blake Buck smart. Booyah! But if I don't get my f***ing shirt soon, I might have to switch sides. Look, it's coming. It's coming, Lone Wolf.
All right, finally, wrapping it up with Elsebuddy. Right. Says, I'd just like to start off by saying I'm not drunk when I write these emails. I'm dyslexic on my spelling and grammar. That's awesome. I'm dyslexic too, Elsebuddy. We can celebrate together. With that out of the way,
retardation.
What the f*** was up?
Shut up.
What the f*** was up with Stump this week? God, I got Fick and Buck Stump. When they said the name of the game, stop with this weak-ass stumps and bring the heat back. Just for bringing this weak-ass stump, you got to guess mine. Snapper. Snapper is his stump.
This is awful, trying to get a dyslexic person to read a dyslexic person's
Another
emails.
Dyslexic person?
This is,
yeah, this
will
not,
never work.
Never going to work.
As George Carlin has told me, a snapper refers to a woman with strong vaginal muscles. Also known as snapping pussy.
I was hoping you wouldn't go there, Blake Buck. This is an opportunity for you to take the high road, but no, you did not.
Now, see, on the best damn podcast ever, you don't hope.
All right, well, now it's time for Stump. All right, we'll go.
All right, Blake Buck. I've seemed to hit a stride here with these esoteric indie games that you've never heard of before. So this one is I think you might actually get this one. It's coming out for a major console very soon. This game is called Braid.
Braid. Braid.
I've seen this game a million times and I have no idea what makes it so special. None.
Okay. This is like when you go to summer camp, right? And they give you them lanyards, and you got to make you a lanyard to put on your keychain. It's left and right stick are your left and right hands, and you gotta like put the loops through and all that, and then try not to like get jerked off on by your other camp goers who don't like you. At least that's what happened when I was in camp.
Okay, well that's not it. Braid is coming out for Xbox Live or XBLA and PC. And it won lots of independent game awards. It's gotten a lot of buzz. It's your pretty standard side scroller, sort of like that Mario tape. So you jump around and hop on stuff. The twist is you can rewind time and play, I guess, with yourself, the shadow of your character. It's one of those like sort of like Cursor 10. You can kind of sort of that temporal distortion kind of deal. But one of the things that really sets it apart is its visual style. It's almost like playing through an illustrated like children's book or something. It's all like beautifully painted and really pretty looking. The designer, Jonathan Blow, is a total douchebag, though. Like, every time he talks, I just want to punch him in the face. Have you heard this guy, Justin?
I heard him do like, it was part of a talk on indie games. I think it was like John Blow, the Genova Chen dude, John Mack, an everyday shooter, and someone else who I forget. But I remember not really giving a shit about his game. He was just like, I don't know, just like one of those games meant for indie snobs, and I'm just like, okay.
Yeah, he's like sort of the epitome of the indie snob douche. Sort of way up there, like in some crazy headspace that we can't even approach because the words are too big. Thumbs down. But look, the game looks Lame. Awesome. Like, I really want to play this. It's got an excellent visual style. And, you know, to produce a game like this, you can't be that big of a douchebag. So maybe I'll withhold judgment on old Mr. Blow.
I got judgment. I got judgment really for cool. Mr. Indie Douche. Guess what? Your game's on Xbox Live? Oh, sell out. Oh, I said it. Now what? Your game's going to actually sell copies.
I think,
Now what?
I think indie douches are like emo rockers. It's like once you stop recording on like butt four track and, you know, playing in crappy venues and you know, sell records, then you're not emo anymore. You just can't be because you're a success. You die.
Dude, as soon as someone knows who you are, it's all over.
All right, Justific, what you got for us?
All right, I got two stumps. Well, the first stump comes by way of Spawn, who asked me via instant message to relay this stump to everybody, but I don't feel it's a very hard stump because I got it. But let's see how you guys do. Spawn's stump is called the Rub Rabbits.
Oh, come on!
The Rub Rabbits?
Come on!
You got me. What is it, Blake Buck?
Loves Rub Rabbits is the sequel to Sega's launch game on the Nintendo DS called Feel the Magic. Rub Rabbits is where, like, it's a bunch of mini games that just involve like rubbing different parts of the DS screen, and the goal is to get hot women. Like, you see the hot woman, and you gotta do something. Like, you gotta chase up the stairs after her. And it's all done in this kind of weird art style that's got, like, kind of silhouettes for all the people. It's really cool visually, and it's a lot of fun to play, like, just... I mean, it's obviously not gonna win any awards, but it's a bunch of fun minigames. And, like, the story is ridiculous. And the music is all, like, people talking. Like, it's like people make sounds with their mouths, and somehow they put all that together and make music out of it. Not like singing, just like weird sounds. I love Rubber.
Dude, that sounds like some weird f***ed up John Cage.
Yeah, it's pretty f***ed up, but in a fun way.
All right, so and then my own personal stump for you guys this week is called Star Voyager.
You sure this wasn't like a 70s band or something?
It should be.
Look, this is one of them bullshit, like, you know, it's like Escape Velocity. You fly around stars and do like RPG bullshit quests, and it's lame and nobody played it, and who gives a f***?
You got the whole last part right. So Star Voyager was made by Acclaim back in the 80s, late 80s, and it was for your Nintendo. And I remember playing this a whole lot as a kid, and now I tried playing it again like recently and just realized how much of a fucking idiot I was as a kid, because this game sucks. This game sucks so hard, it's not even funny. So basically, what you do is you get in your ship. And you get like 3D space view, and basically, and the story is you need to fight off these hordes of enemy ships that are coming at your mothership. So if they get to your mothership, you lose. If they kill you, you lose. But you have to go to these different planets and collect weapons and power up your different parts of your ship. And so far, it sounds okay, but when you actually try to play it, you realize that it's a piece of shit. So what happens is basically when you get into a fight with anything, They can damage different parts of your ship. Maybe this is a way to make it like a realistic, you know, simulation. But one of the things they can shoot is your engines. And if they shoot your engines, you stop and that's it. You can't do shit. You're helpless. Or they can shoot out your life support systems, in which case you die instantly. This can happen at any point in the game, no matter how powered up you are. Now, not to mention that when you warp around, there are certain places on the map that if you warp to it, one is an asteroid belt and one is a black hole. If you go to either of these, you die instantly and it's all over. So the only way to like even win at this game is through sheer dumb fucking luck. And there is absolutely no way to actually win and have fun doing it. That's Star Voyager.
Dude, that is so dumb. Thumbs down. Well, my game is something a little different. Are you guys ready for this? Now, see, you guys pull bullshit games out of your ass all the time. I try and pick, like, somewhat known titles that you guys may not have heard of, all right? But this week, I think I'm going to take the bitch route, like you guys always do, and pull something out of my ass that none of you are ever going to get. In fact, I got, like, four of these loaded up in case I ever need them. My game for you this week, Tornado Mania.
All right, it's for the Dreamcast. You're a tornado.
You are a tornado.
you drive around, you're tornado. It kind of works like Katamari. You got the tank controls, right? One stick. Oh, wait. This is Dreamcast. The controller was retarded. I forgot about that.
You look at that little VMU.
I guess it's on
that's
PS2.
How you drive.
Right. You look at the VMU.
All right. I got a guess. I got a guess.
Actually,
think back to... Tornado Mania... Is the latest in the line of shitty casual blank mania games. So they had Babysitting Mania, they had like Cake Mania, they had whatever mania, Nanny Mania. So this one is Tornado Mania. So in this one, you play a disgruntled game designer who has lost all his all his credibility, because his game doesn't sell shit when the only thing people buy are these shitty blank Mania games. So you created Tornado Mania, where you have to basically go around and just like wipe up all the houses of everyone that buys these shitty casual games and fling them into oblivion.
Wow. Well, no, that is actually not right, Justin Fick. Tornado Mania is a cell phone game where you are a you are half right, William Miller, where you are a tornado. It's made by this company called Digital Chocolate, and it's won a bunch of awards for, like, cell phone game of the year. But you play a tornado, and there's only one button. Like, your tornado spins around a city in a circle, like a clockwise circle. But if you hold down the 5 button, it spins in the opposite direction. So if you kind of press and release the 5 button, you can kind of steer it around the city. But it's kind of difficult to steer it around, right, because it's going in these circles. And you have to suck up, like, different parts of the city, and you don't want to damage the buildings, but instead just suck them up by making circles around them. And then, like, by using all the things you suck up, it's got kind of like a SimCity aspect where you take these pieces and build them into a new utopia. So it's pretty cool. And it's like $5. So I like it. Tornado Mania. Digital Chocolate. Check it out. All right. It's time to call back Wazoo.
All right. Here he comes. Look, he better not be a little bitch.
Dude, if he's a bitch, he fails.
Look, I have faith in old Wazoo. I think he's going to come through for us. I think he's going to come through. Look, I think...
grade him hard.
Regardless of what this game is, the hosts, next time they get together, all three of them will play it.
If it's good.
Well, okay.
If it sucks ass, we just have to make up our own.
Yeah. All right. Well, here he comes.
Yellow.
Wazoo!
No, it's not.
Why don't you start telling us what happened?
All right, so I immediately sat down from the laptop and started mixing up the BDP's game drinking rule, which I have in front of me right now.
All right, lay it out.
All right, cool. All right, so step one, all members sit down for any given podcast episode. All players must have at least a few shots in the system already with as much alcohol as possible at the moment.
All right.
Step two. Players then bet if Blake forgot the date of the episode they are listening to. Losers take one shot. Alright, three. News. Players bet if Miller's news has anything to do with programming, code, or other superhero BS. Losers take one shot.
Wow.
Yeah! Four. Battle bet. Players bet if accepted loses or wins battle. Loser must open a beer with any bodily orifice they consume. Five. Releases. Any game involving Barbie, the Last Airbender, or any type of course is announced, all players take one shot to punch themselves in the face.
Six.
Players bet on the judgment result. Losers take one Itagaki shot, which involves dumping any amount of alcohol into your rectum.
Okay, that's disgusting.
See, that's too far.
Okay, well, we gotta pin.
Yeah, keep in mind, this
needs
to be something that we can actually play.
Yeah. Okay, what could an Itagaki shot be that doesn't involve dumping alcohol into your butt?
I'm silent, but I have no idea. All right, let me finish up.
All right.
All right, seven, jank. No one listens to the jank. Eight, contest. The contest has to do with any sort of boobies. Then one kitty shot of a man with the largest boobs in the room must be consumed.
Titty shot. What is a titty shot? Like, the titty does not hold any liquid.
No, dumbass. You put the shot glass in between the titties. Right? Isn't that how it works, Wazoo?
Nine. He's back. If anyone swears at Blake gratuitously, one shot must be consumed.
Oh, that's where it all goes down right there.
All right. Ten. Stump. Bet on stump. Itagaki shot for the loser. And finally, the outro. Physical challenge. The player who can, after all alcohol is consumed, distinguish face.jpg from a picture of Kurt Russell wins.
Look, that's hard to do when I'm sober, okay? I'm just saying. All right, looks like we've got some pictures here from Wazoo in your photo bucket, so we're gonna open these up.
All right, this is me after playing said game because I did not lose drinking game. I actually got
so drunk that I went around the drunk circle and came back and became undrunk.
I can tell you for a fact that is not how it works.
No, see, I went through puberty in the process and came out quite the opposite.
Oh, I see that mess. Look, points for the guitar. All right, you got my vote. That's it. All you needed was, like, a bud in one hand.
All right, what's the verdict?
What do you think? I think we need to withhold this verdict and have somebody actually play this game and come back with an actual verdict. What do you think, guys?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's hard to judge right now until we actually see some results.
I can tell that the some of the rules might need some tweaking because I don't want to pour anything into my asshole and I don't want to take any shots out of man tits.
Okay, well here's what we're gonna have you do, Wazoo. You are gonna post the modified rules for the we've given you our critique. You can post these rules on the forum and the ask for listener feedback for the official BDPE drinking game, and ask the listeners
once you'll be considered a battle winner once we get the first official like photos of people playing it.
Actually, hold on. I got an idea too. We can extend this even further, and so next episode's battle, we call them up, and whoever we call up has to play this game.
No. Here's my little theory. Remember how Lucas said that he was no longer competing in battle, but competing in war?
Yes, we remember.
Okay, well, you know, I think this might be another way to get yourself injured as a warrior, as a person who is contesting in war.
I think the only way to actually do this is to beat Lucas in this game.
Yeah, I think you need to go back through this drinking game with a critical. With a critical eye, and make it one of the most grueling challenges to the human body possible. You can complete the BDPE drinking game and not puke.
Or Octomac involved.
Yeah, add an Octomac in there, something. I mean, it's got to be extreme, and then we will make Lucas do it.
No, I like having somebody in the forums do it.
All right.
Because we all know Lucas will do it, but if it's a truly good drinking game, getting somebody else to do it is the key.
This is an opportunity to find a new gladiator, and also I think that our gladiator to be, the one who plays this drinking game, and Wazoo will either pass or fail battle together. They need to work together.
Yeah, they gotta work together. All right, well, you figure that out, Wazoo, and post that stuff on the forum. We'll be looking for it. And if you can get somebody to play this game and get drunk, really drunk, but not die, then you will both win.
Okay, there's one mistake here. No one listens to me.
All right. Well, I understand. Look. You give us the rules. We will post them for you to give it a sense of authority and weight, if you will.
I think the final rule should be kept to between us and Wazoo, so whoever is battling next time, they get a little bit of surprise. So it's going to be sort of like what we got, but it's going to be Wazoo's, as it were, amended rules.
Epic.
So they don't know exactly what to expect, but they have an idea.
It'll be Epic Quest version of the. All right, well, we got to wrap this up, Wazoo. We will. Your fate hangs in the balance. So make the corrections and modifications to those rules. You got a little while to think about it. Email it to feedbackbestdamnpodcastever.com, and we will talk to you soon.
All right. I'll see what I can do.
Okay. See you later.
I love it.
All right. Well, that'll be good. That's good. We can tie it into the show next
week.
It's a
longer style battle.
It is. All right. Are we ready to wrap this up, Blake Buck?
So that does it for this week of the best damn podcast ever. What do you guys think about that?
It's pretty good, Blake Buck.
Guys, if you want to send us any feedback, it's feedback@bestdamnpodcastever.com. Or call us up our listener line at 845-BATTLE-9. You can also sign up for Battle if you want to become a contestant. Maybe do that drinking game next week. Just send us an email or call the voicemail line and leave us your telephone number. Also, if you want to donate to us, it's donate at bestdamnpodcastever.com. You can find links for that in the show notes and on the website. Finally, be sure to vote for us at podcastalley.com. I got to get them ranks up. Now that we don't have that those big dollars pouring in from Google, we're going to have to get our money elsewhere. also, we need to thank Lucas for editing the show for us. Thank Wazoo for helping out with that. And we'll see what how it turns out next week. And I think that's it. So from all of us here at the Best Damn Podcast Ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm Wee Miller.
And I'm Justin Fick.
And we will see you next time.
I couldn't be bothered to go back through the show and find clips for the end song. So here's a really loud noise to hurt your ears.
3, 2, 1.
Oh, vagina!